Popcorn Radio next, followed by the Brothers of Stomp, who get their fireworks a little wrong. But first, the US election special. The US.
What country is this again?
It's America, I think.
The US election special.
Best news.
In world news tonight, the United States has run up a national debt, which is in 18 figures. As part of a special report, we sent an undercover reporter to work as an intern at the White House. And he has uncovered the following information.
Where are you going, dear?
To the cash machine. I need to get out my golf money.
We followed him to the cash point, which was some way down the street from the White House, along Pennsylvania Avenue.
Oh my God!
Back at the White House, there was an altercation.
What's wrong, dear?
It was a goddamn machine. It declined my card.
Why ever would it do that?
I'm overdrawn by $3 trillion.
Get a new card!
I can. I've been blacklisted from when I bought those weapons of mass destruction.
Bush is expected to file bankruptcy on behalf of the whole United States on Monday morning. He has also been advised to surrender his credit card, which he has been using to order missiles and build golf courses for the last 5 years.
Best news.
Now word from your Republican leader, John McCain.
My Americans, this is your president-elect, John McCain, leader of the Republican Party. Now, let me start by saying thank you for all people who have voted for me. Together, we will make America a better place. At least that's what you want to hear. And remember, just because I'm 150 years old, it does not stop me become the most powerful person there is. So when you all elect me, I promise to start by carrying out the first three things. Raise taxes, increase oil, and segregate genders and races. Thank you and God bless you all Americans, especially the Canadians. Also, may I...
The U.S.
What country is this again?
It's America, I think.
The U.S. election special.
Okay, good afternoon, America. You're watching CBS. We're now going to interrupt this crucial semi-final playoff match in the NFL to join Arnold Schwarzenegger for a speech in Los Angeles.
People of California, this is your governor speaking. I want to make an important announcement to all you people. So here goes. If Manchester United don't win the Premiership this season, I will resign as governor. I put $500,000 that they will win the Premier League. They better not let me down, or Mr. Muscle Arm will punch his lights out. Thank you for listening. Right, I need to go for it. If that's not against the First Amendment.
Where are you going, Mr. Governor? This is a restricted area.
I told you, I need to go for it. If that's not against the First Amendment. Oh no, what's this brown stuff on my pants?
The U.S.
What country is this again?
It's America, I think.
The U.S. election special.
Live, we bring you former United States President Bill Clinton at the Republicans at the Democratic State Convention.
Hi, America. Now, the first thing I want to say is that I supported my wife, Hillary, in her campaign to become the first female president of the United States of America. Unfortunately, it did not materialize, so I'll be throwing my support behind Barack Obama at the presidential elections. And Mr. Obama will live in 10 Downing Street. He will become the leader of the most powerful nation in the world. So God bless you all.
What country is this again?
It's America, I think.
Right. God bless you all, America.
Hello. I'm at the cinema. Sorry, can you call you back? It's a bit of an inconvenient time at the moment. It's coming towards the end of the film. You see, I I've seen this one before, you see. It turns out that the dinosaurs were invented by the professor's father.
All right, you're going to pay for that. I have a bottle of popcorn, and it's going to be hurled in your direction if you don't stop giving me subtitles throughout the film. Sorry, mate, I'll have to go. Some idiot in the cinema's trying to get me to switch my phone off.
Please be reminded that you should switch your mobile phones off during the course of this show. Thank you, and now let's get back to movie themes.
Popcorn. No annoying commercials. For a while.
Bad influential ways.
All the things your parents didn't want you to know about. That they did.
Burning your way in and out of trouble.
So it's November the 5th, and you're an arsonist. Luckily today, you're endorsed by the government. You can put anything you want to destroy, such as things you can't recycle or evidence from a crime you've committed, into a bonfire. But first, you're going to have to light it. Now, if it's been raining, which it usually does in England, you're going to have trouble doing that. So do you use matches? Hell no. There's a much easier and faster solution to lighting the blaze of the century. Fireworks. They're still legal. Don't waste them by throwing them up at the sky. Put as many as you can find into the centre of your would-be bonfire. Soon you'll have a display that you can see and feel for miles around. And when the police come looking for who'd done it, the evidence of your fireworks and bonfire will be completely obliterated. It'll be a successful day, because everything you wanted to destroy will now be atomised. So you'll be off the hook.
For more bad influencing advice, visit the ngbchannel.co.uk and look at the BIC and 100 Ways pages.
And now, a few messages. It's all gone a bit quiet, hasn't it?
I don't like it when it's quiet.
Just keep watch, okay? Stop talking now or they'll hear us.
There they are! It's the Bosch and they're about to shoot!
Get your heads down now, you idiots! Do you want to make it out of here alive to see World War III?
Over there.
Sir, they are the filthy Britisher. What are you waiting for? Today? Shoot, now! Blow the bloody heads off!
Are you all right, Tommy?
They were just duds.
Popcorn. There are no duds here. Every track's a banger.
When it's the world leader, it's scarier than Halloween.
Tonight's Halloween, and so it's time to cough up. Could I not pay it next year, when I'm dead?
Tricks up his sleeve.
Okay, prison for the night with only bread and water.
I'm in debt.
It looks like another group of trick-or-treaters.
This is against my law.
Scary characters.
Osama!
I'm going to return to Afghani Iraq and regroup with the Taliban and retake the caves!
Aren't you supposed to be hiding?
Halloween special. Listen again to Madness Halloween Special on youtube.com/adventures-in-video-2.
Recording.
There is a new gang in town.
Hello, I'm Bishop Ray Williams of the church.
I'm Ross Kemp.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Clarkson.
I'm Michael Winner.
Hello, I'm Andrew Marr.
I'm Maximus Decimus Meridius. I am one man.
Hello, guys. I'm Gary. And I believe I've got the X Factor.
My name's Ashley. I run my late father's butchers.
Hi, I'm Howard from the Halifax.
I'm Ross Kemp. I hope this will be acknowledgeable.
Bon.
Axe's Celebrity Sketchbook. Coming soon.
Hi, Pat. Next time I catch you sleep with my wife, I won't be so lenient.
Online now at youtube.com/celebrity-sketchbook.
I know what you did a minute ago.
I'm drunk, but I need to get home.
Why don't you use your car? You know how to drive that.
Great idea. Did it hit something?
It's probably just a dead body.
That can't be a dead body.
It is a dead body.
We'll throw it in the ocean. Nobody'll know.
I got a letter.
I know what you did last summer.
I'm scared.
Calm down. We did a lot of things last summer. It might not be about that.
It is about that, you morons. Too bad you killed me, wasn't it? Because now, I'm about to kill you.
Aren't you the local postman?
He's the local postman. Hit him over the head with his own mail sack.
Is it rotten, kids?
Oh no, now we did something this summer too.
There's gonna be a sequel.
60 Seconds was a Good Laugh production for Popcorn Radio. Popcorn Radio, the favourite place for movies and comedy.
Come in. Yes, Mr. Ross, I'm the Director General of the BBC, as you well know, and it is with regret that I have to relieve you of your radio duties for the recent outburst involving a prank phone call with Russell Brand to Andrew Sachs, the actor, of course, that played Manuel in Fawlty Towers. What do you have to say about your departure from the BBC and for yourself on this deed?
Well, for a start, I don't regret it.
Yes, but the fact that you don't regret it's not really relevant. Just tell us your feelings.
Well, you know, I'm really upset that I'm being sacked by the BBC because I wanted to work for another 25 years or until I was 80 or 90 or 100. I don't care. I want to keep working for them. I'll tell you the truth, I'm absolutely devastated that I'm being fired. I'm going to go to ITV and make a big fool out of the BBC. You'll realise what you're missing.
But yeah...
But just to carry on, I've got to also say, I had a great time at the BBC. I've been working with them for 20 years. I had great experiences. Awesome. Absolutely amazing. I just can't go on about how great it was. I'd have to tell you, I'm absolutely devastated. It really is hurting me big time. Oh, why do you have to fire me? I don't want to be fired. I don't want to be... Please, keep me on the job, please. I've got deposits on 10 sports cars. I've got deposits on 2 mansions in the Hollywood Hills. I'm going to go bankrupt. I need the money. I need £18 million a year. I can't go without it. I don't want to become a pleb. I don't want to become a pleb. Not to mention the fact that I've got investments in 3 banks. 3 British banks. So please don't mind me. I don't want to become a pleb. I don't want to become a pleb.
But Mr. Ross, you are one.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I am not a pleb. I am in my normal brain. I'm not losing my top. I'm perfectly calm. I'm not insane. I'm not senile. Stop saying that.
Oh, Mr. Ross, just get out of here. Why don't you go and... granddaughter or something.
And now we go over to Russell Brand.
Ah, don't give a...
In 2008, the Federation Against Copyright Theft apprehended more than 651,281 individuals who had been copying content illegally. If we find that you have been copying content illegally, and we find you, you will be fined.
Be warned, because this is a warning.
Rest assured. Next.
Madness. The Brothers of Stomp.
I can even take your money or take your life. It's up to you.
Off you. I can't pay. I swear I'm completely broke.
So you want me to shoot you now? Is that what you're saying?
No, please. I'll pay. I'll find a way.
We heard it all before. It's starting to get old, which you definitely won't.
Still alive. Woohoo! In your face, gangster!
You idiot cat face! You loaded the gun with duds!
Popcorn. There are no duds here. Every track's a banger.
Madness.
Episode 8. A brother and his father.
In the latest adventure with the Brothers of Stomp, we find that the second brother has left and has been replaced with Cousin Eddie, who, as you can probably tell, comes from a land far, far away. The land of spaghetti junctions and coal mines, Birmingham. Because of the easy logistics, he drove a truck all the way to the Brothers of Stomp house, where our adventure begins.
Oh, hi, Eddie. I didn't hear you knock.
Oh, I broke in, you know me. I'm your cousin.
Got bored of prison, then?
Yeah, I got fed up with doing the same thing every day, so I left. But they might be looking for me, so can I crash here until the sniffer dogs get bored?
Yeah, sure, why not? Well, this place is a tip anyway.
Hey, what happened to your brother? Didn't you always used to hang around with him?
Yeah, it was great until he got really fascinated with these French Foreign Legion leaflets we found in an old folks' home. And then one day he was in the chippy, and the second day he cashed in his chips and joined up. But don't worry, it's November the 5th tomorrow, so we'll have a great time and forget all about it. The next day...
Did you get any fireworks when you was out?
Well, no. The shop refused to serve me because they said I'm a social menace.
So what did you do then?
Well, I didn't rob them. I'm not that sort of a bloke, at least not on a Wednesday. I made me own.
What out of?
Oh, supplies from this internet site. See, it's on now over there. eBay, I think it's called. I just typed in Semtex.
So what do you need fireworks for anyway? Where are you going to let them off? You know the neighbours have already got the council on speed dial because of us as it is.
Well, don't worry. I'll only be letting them off when they're asleep. They'll never hear them at 4 a.m.
You mean under a bridge like last year?
No, not this time, because I need to catch a train on Monday. No, I'm going to let them off on our own private land.
How about the back garden?
Well, no, strictly speaking, the shed. On bonfire day.
How didn't they look with your homemade firework?
Well, no. I have to keep finding different pieces of my attempts all round the room to start again. It's a great way of getting rid of rubbish, though.
I see, I'll throw our bin in the bin then.
Oh, and by the way, you won't be able to watch the match tonight.
What? Why not?
Do I really have to tell you? Well, let's just say there's only one channel on that TV, and it's blacker than any other channel.
It's a good job because I cancelled Sky. They was charging us for the free-to-air package.
Which I cancelled by snapping the card.
Oh, this is the door.
Listen, lads. When I woke up this morning, looked at my calendar, I realised it was November the 5th today. And then I realised I'm living next door to you dolts. Well, tonight I want some peace and quiet. I don't want to even hear the slightest pop of a sparkler. Or else I'm going to have the council come round on Monday and slap an Asbo on you. Have you got that?
Oh, still recovering from Halloween, are you? Oh, sorry about that.
I had no intention to buy eggs that day either. And they're no use up a wall, are they? So thanks a lot.
Well, it's one for the council. Good night and good day.
What are you going to do now? We're going to get the council phoned on us with the way we're going.
Well, look, it's simple. You're really thick, you, aren't you? All we need to do is break in, replace his glasses with sleeping pills, and then dissolve them into his glass of water. And then we can have a funky time at 4 a.m.
Sounds simple, but he's changed a lot since our last break-in.
There's one more thing. We're also going to have to break into the pharmacy.
Is it to get the sleeping pills?
On the night of November the 5th. There's been so many fireworks let off tonight that my ears are beginning to ring. Why couldn't we have let ours off? I bought some extra ones in an Asda where they don't know me face.
Well, if we let ours off at like 4 a.m, we'll be the only ones, and it'll be so spectacular. Everybody will have to watch.
Yeah, that's why I thought of that. The lights turned out upstairs. I think neighbour here's gone to bed, so we can break in now.
No. Oh, wait, there's still a faint light. I think he's watching the mint.
Well, don't worry. He'll be so engrossed in that, he won't hear the sound of raining glass.
I've got an Allen key.
Use it to put the window through, but quietly.
I've also got a glass cutter. Will that do?
Inside the house, everything is dark except for the sounds of quiz questions upstairs and a dripping tap.
Stop drinking from the tap. We have got to get focused here.
All right, mate. Keep your burglar's hat on. Have you got the pills?
No, sod those. I remember that I had a tranquilizer dart from my trip to Kenya.
The brother and his cousin, now not long lost, creep upstairs. But then at the top step, Cousin Eddie trips on his shoelaces and tumbles all the way down the stairs, while the other one stares into the neighbour's bedroom.
Oi! What are you doing here? You look like you're breaking in. By the fact that you're standing inside my house, I ought to phone the police if I had a phone.
Don't worry, I'm only a brother of Stomp and a long lost cousin. Would we do a thing like that? Yeah, sorry, mate. When you were around our place yesterday, you forgot something. We're just doing a neighbourly favour and returning it to you.
What on earth could that have been? I've got a brain unlike you two dolts. I wouldn't have left something in your place, it would have got smashed. The only thing I forgot to do while I was there was forget to use the kung fu that I learned in national service.
You forgot this tranquilizer? The neighbour slumps back to his bed after a tranquilizer dart flies through the air and doesn't miss him. The brother and the cousin leave the house because there isn't any point being there now. Wow, that was so good. We are so hard.
But now that I've done all this for you, I hope your fireworks work.
Don't worry, cousin. My 4 a.m. fireworks will work as well as my alarm clock set to 5 a.m.
Why are you going to get up that early?
I will watch ITV early morning news every morning, and then I go back to sleep.
Sad.
At 4 a.m, the brother of Stomp and Eddie get up and head down to the kitchen. The fireworks are on the table. Oh, and get that other one out the bin, it might still work.
Where are we going? My socks have got holes in them, you know.
The shed.
And we're going to let them off in the shed. You sure that's safe?
No, but the shed will take off away from us.
All right.
The brothers get inside the shed and set light to the eBay firework.
Whoa, that was amazing. That red lawnmower that took up looked like a red arrow. But let's do the rest from the porch since the shed is nowhere to be seen now.
I got some more fireworks. They're from Asda, so you know they're going to be good.
Is that why they're spelling Asda Price in the sky? Oh no, one of them is going to that window.
Well, don't worry, we didn't get on with him anyway.
You idiot! You pointed one at our house!
Still my house, you're just staying here. But I forgot which house I was aiming for when I was looking for one of the other neighbours.
That's going to be a lot of boards from Harry's Hardware on Monday.
Complete idiots!
Oh well, that was a great show. Now let's find out where our shed went. I'm kinda curious.
Half a mile away near the council offices, the brother and cousin Eddie find bits of sawdust that look a bit like their shed used to.
Are you the brothers of Stomp? I was up early, and I couldn't sleep a wink. There were too many fireworks going off from people I'd forgotten to give Asbos to. You haven't been letting off fireworks by any chance, have you?
Yes, they did. Idiots.
I'm not good enough to be in World War II, but if I had, I'd have been fighting
for this. Would we do a thing like that?
Because you're only the brothers of Stomp, I know. Well, it doesn't matter who you are. You're evicted again the first thing on Monday unless you personally pick up each little bit of sawdust from your ex-shed.
I don't know who you're referring to, mate, but this is my cousin here. My brother's long gone. But do we really have to do that? I hate doing things.
Why is he long gone?
If we get convicted, will we still get benefits?
Yes, probably.
Then you can stuff your sawdust.
Oh, just one more thing. Wasn't that your cousin Eddie I saw being returned to prison?
No, that's him here. Sounds like my real brother's gone to prison. Well, don't worry, Ed. He's carrying the can for whatever you've done now.
And with that, it had been a long night. So the brother and his cousin Eddie returned home. When they got through the front door, they found that they hadn't used a lot of the fireworks they bought from Asda. So the next day, they disposed of them in a bonfire, which got way out of hand.
The Brothers of Stomp is a Good Laugh and Adventures in Audio production.